Hey friend, welcome to the Virgos Bible Podcast, where I free my besties from a life of being basic by way of good ass advice on love, relationships, and spirituality. I'm your host, Christina, wellness entrepreneur and author. Let's get into it.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Virgos Bible. I am your host, Christina, with Moonstone Energy. Before I get into this episode, make sure you follow me on my platforms. I'm on TikTok before they get rid of it, if they get rid of it, because they don't know what they want to do. I'm on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube as well at Moonstone_Energy on those platforms, and on TikTok, Moonstone_Energy0. Now, today's episode is pray with authenticity. Now, you may or may not have heard about what's going on here in these spiritual streets. The spiritual girlies are in a tizzy, baby. They're in a tizzy. And I just want to talk about why. Okay. So if you don't know what's going on, B. Simone herself, first of all, if you all don't know who B. Simone is, well, how I discovered her. I know she's done many other things, but how I discovered B. Simone was on Wildin' Out, you know, Nick Cannon's show on MTV. So that's how I discovered B. Simone. So from then on, I took to her. This was back in, 2020, around that time? And mind you, I haven't watched a Wildin' Out episode since they got canceled. So it's been a minute. I think I probably watched maybe like a little bit of the first season after they got canceled when they came back. And I haven't watched Wildin' Out since. Anything I've watched has been a rerun, honestly. But anyway, I discovered her through Wildin' Out and I took to her. I got her book, the manifestation book, and I got a necklace, the Manifest Queen necklace that she had. She had some other things on her website, but I never ended up getting, I think it was like lip gloss or something. It was some type of lip kit or some stuff. I don't know. Anyway, that's how I discovered her myself. So I just took to her. I knew she had a podcast episode, but I never really got into her podcast episodes. I was meaning to do it, but I didn't do it. But there's that. And then fast forward to probably Christmas Day, I think it was December 25th of 2024, when she outwardly had her outburst. And I'll let you listen to it because if you don't know, I want to make sure that you do know because I had to talk about it. It's about a minute and 43 seconds long. So just bear with me here. One moment.
It's gonna be controversial. This is gonna be real controversial, but I don't care. I gotta get this off my chest and I gotta let y'all know I cannot go into 2025 with people who are still looking forward to their daily horoscope. I can't do it. This war we fighting, I need some intercessors. Y'all over here carrying around sage? Y'all still got rose quartz. I get it. I used to have the rose quartz in my bra. Find me a nigga today. Yeah, this rose quartz, this rock gonna bring me my husband. I get it. I have been there. But what I'm saying is, I'm not there anymore. And nothing against the people who believe in that. Just ask for me and what I need in my life. I don't need a tool. I need the blood. So if you ain't covered in the blood, hey, you can't go into next year with me talking about did you read your daily microscope? I don't give a damn about what the horoscope say about Aries. What does Matthew 2:2 say? Can you pray? All them rocks and herbs. Do you know the Bible? Yeah. I'm leaving that in 2024. I'm leaving that in the past. If you cannot intercede on my behalf with the blood of Jesus and you do not carry the Holy Spirit. You don't carry the Holy Spirit, but you carry it around herbs. If you don't get that dust out of my face and get in that prayer corner and pray for me, I need a friend. I need an intercessor. Jesus. All them rocks.
Now that you've heard what she said, let's get into what did she say? What was that babble first? Let me find it for you. She said Matthew 2:2. So let's go discover this really quick. Okay, so Matthew 2:2 says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.'" This is from the King James version of the Bible. And mind you, King James was the person that wrote a book on demonology. Let's be 1000% clear on that. I'm not making that up. You can do your own research on that. Now, let's talk about this star. Now, we already know who Aristotle is. We already know who Pythagoras is. If you don't know, look them up. Hell, even before them, there were astrologers of the Bible, magi. They were the three wise men would be considered the magi, the magicians. They used constellations to navigate to find Jesus. Yes, the stars are used to tell time, seasons, all that good stuff. But it is also interpreted in many other ways as well. Now, that's a whole nother topic. I'm not even about to go over to that side of the world, but I just want to stick to what she said in the video. Now, the reason why the spiritual girls are annoyed is because what she did wasn't something that was new. This is something that a lot of people do when they transition from one faith to another. And just to give you a little background on my personal experience from going from Christianity to my practice now, the entire reason, now this is what I'm saying. The entire reason that everyone was mad is because her walk isn't based in authenticity, and she's out here throwing strays, basically. So when I was in my the part of my life where I was transitioning, the sole ground basis of the reason why I was transitioning from Christianity to what I do now is because I needed to gain understanding. There was no way that the God I serve and see as someone or something that is ahead of my life is sit here going to demonize me for basic things that I was created to do, meaning I'm flawed. So you're going to punish me for being flawed. That's insane. That was the first thing. The second thing, and when I say flawed, I'm not saying we're searching for perfection or we have to be out here being, you know, just wild and doing crazy things to people and to ourselves and being obstructive. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I was raised to believe that in order for someone to have a good moral compass, is it that they have to be attached to a religion. And I 1000% disagree with that. Because it doesn't make sense, obviously. Another thing for me was the contradictions in the Bible. One passage is saying this, another one. It's like they go with the New Testament over the Old Testament. It's like, no, take her for what she is and really get down to some stuff. And I've already shared on my other podcasts about episodes about what I experienced when I was a kid. I've always been inquisitive. I even asked questions about the Bible and why. I literally asked my Sunday school teacher when I was a kid, where were the dinosaurs when Adam and Eve was going around? I literally asked that question and they had no answer for me. She actually skipped over me, actually. I was one of those. I was always shaking the table because I just don't like things that don't make sense. But I approached, what I'm getting at is I approached my spiritual growth and development with authenticity, right? I wanted to understand things and I wanted to formulate what meant things meant for me, like what made sense. I didn't gravitate towards an ATR. I didn't gravitate towards hoodoo at first, even. It took a long time for me to even get comfortable with even touching the Bible again. I tell you, when I wanted to, I started to grab every Bible that I owned, except the one that my grandmama had, and burn it, throw it away. Just chuck it in the trash, because like, the fuck? I'm not lying to you. And that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't do it, right? Because I wanted to figure out what everything meant to me. I got into astrology for a little bit, just looking up different things, people online talking about different things that I did my own personal research, because obviously you can't sit here and claim to be a spiritualist or in spiritual matters and you don't do research to understand yourself, what you're studying or what you're practicing. You have to know what you're doing. I was very much into eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge, because obviously a lot of people online are against knowledge and wisdom. They'd rather argue instead of listening to understand. I even made a video on my TikTok that ended up going viral. And I had a lot of people that were against what she said in the video. And I was just like, why is everybody hating on B. Simone? Like, what's going on? Like, y'all keep talking about y'all hate the girl. I'm like, golly, what was, I don't like that. Because I honestly, and you can see it on my TikTok now. I didn't take anything down or anything. I let, even if I don't agree with you, you still have a right to speak. I'm gonna let you speak. It was one of those videos where it was like, girl, what are you talking about? You made a book about manifestation. I bought the book. I read what it said. What do you mean? Now you're talking about it like it ain't shit now? Like, come on now. That shit don't make sense. You're being very contradictory. And granted, even if you left because it doesn't resonate with you, that's perfectly fine. People have the right to change their mind. They have a right to do things the way that they feel fits them and their walk. The problem is when you try to leave shit as you're walking out the door. You get what I'm saying? So, and what I, and it's like, what every, based on everything everyone was saying, I was like, okay, well, let me go back into time and see what the hell everybody's talking about, because I don't understand. And mind you, and I say this all the time, I am not into celebrity gossip like that. I don't give a damn. These people aren't paying my bills. This information isn't going to help me do anything and become a better person. Nothing of this. This information is basically useless for me. It's just useless information. I'm not one for gossip. If we talking about something, let there be something that's going to be learned. Make it teachable. Make it understanding, right? I don't have time for that shit. And that's just me being real. So I went back. They talking about the friend group and her leaving and whatever. And I know she was on a podcast with someone. And then after, I guess they fell out, she made her own. And then she had shirts that she was selling. I'm like, what t-shirts are y'all talking about? And it's like, okay, I get it. B. Simone is a brand. B. Simone is an entrepreneur. When you are an entrepreneur, everything that you do has to go back to your business, go back to sales, go back to promotion in some form or fashion. Not everything, some things. At least make it make sense, where do it so that it fits in with what you're doing, right? I'm not knocking her for that, because that's what you're supposed to do as an entrepreneur. Everyone has bills, right? Just because you ended up making you made money because you were in sales, you're in marketing, right? So I'm not knocking her for that. I don't care about that. What this conversation, this podcast episode is about, is something that I've seen that's very common in people that go from Christianity to spirituality and spiritual, like back and forth, right? And you don't even have to be Christianity. It could be any faith, religion, whatever. So essentially, what I've noticed, even with her, just based on her history and from what I've seen from other people, and you can attest to this yourself, a lot of people use spirituality and Christianity, hell, just religion in general, as a marketing tool. You see it with the in politics all the time. The politicians go to churches to push their agenda so they can get a vote from the people in the church. You know, they get in the pulpit and they talk all that good cash money stuff, and then they go about their day politicking, right? And then they use that, oh, I'm a God-fearing man or woman, I was once like you, and, you know, try to pull at your heartstrings and seem relatable. Like that's the entire thing. But the purpose behind it is to get a vote. Like there's always a motive when it comes to stuff like that. There's no authenticity. And if you're looking at America, you should already see how they're using Jesus as a mascot for Christianity. Jesus has what is it? Jesus got a constitution now. Jesus got an AK-47. Like, Jesus is America. America. Like, Jesus ain't have, okay, first and foremost, and this is what I'm talking about. If you really read your Bible, and a lot of people don't read their Bible, this goes back to elementary school, right? It goes back to high school. It's called reading comprehension. The purpose of doing all those book reports when you were in elementary school, reading a book and basically writing about it, summarizing it, and creating your own ideas around it, that the whole purpose of that was to develop your reading comprehension skills. And a lot of people failed at that, failed at doing book reports because they lacked basic reading comprehension skills. And this is why a lot of people in the world are being taken for a fool. It's because they're ignorant. And I'm not saying that like, oh, you, like to be mean. And I'm telling the truth. The America is operating on a sixth grade education. There are adults that are in this world that are emotionally unintelligent. They lack social awareness, basic social skills, reading comprehension skills, critical thinking skills. Like they are really lacking in these areas. This is why we have adults that are grown as hell walking around here that are lacking in key areas where they need that skill set.
Hey girl, so I know we just met, but I think we should be friends. Like seriously, you cute, I'm cute, straight killing them. The best way to let me know though is by subscribing to the newsletter in the listen notes and sharing this show with another friend so we can all be friends, okay? The math has to be mathing, all right? So I won't keep you any longer. Back to the show.
Granted, no one has ever been the age that they are now, technically. And I'm saying that with air quotes. No one has been the age that they are now. This is the first time I've ever been, you know, in my 30s, right? I've never been here before, technically. But I'm navigating it, honestly, the best way that I know how. But I'm also aware I make right decisions because I'm responsible for myself, right? So it's not an excuse to say, oh, I don't know something. It's your responsibility to learn it. Everybody's not going to know everything. It's impossible. There's so much information out here. You can never know everything. If anybody says that they know everything about everything or claim to be the smartest, red flag. That's where the arrogance and the ego comes in, right? The problem is people don't use their critical thinking skills, and nor do they use their comprehension skills. People don't listen to understand. They listen to argue. They don't hear you. Like they don't, they're not grasping what you're saying. They can't comprehend it. So the world in which we are navigating in is a bunch of people that don't have these skills. And then when it comes to spirituality and religion, they're just doing it because this person is, you know, doing this and yada, yada, blase, blase. Now, getting back to B. Simone, her particular situation, a lot of people were saying that she was just doing it as a marketing tool. And also because, she was talking about carrying the rose quartz in her bra, trying to get her a man and all this other stuff, calling her male-centered. Granted, just based on what I'm seeing, I could say that I would agree, right? But this is the main thing I'm trying to get to you to understand. If you aren't doing your work in whatever walk you are in, whether you are Christian, whether you are, into spirituality, whatever it is, if you are not doing your personal development work, the work that's going to actually make you a well-rounded individual, that's going to help you with understanding not just yourself, but the people that you are around, that you call friends, family, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're not going to get to the plane of existence where you're trying to get to because you're not doing your work. It takes someone to literally humble themselves in order for them to understand where they messed up at. What I'm like, holding yourself accountable, right? A lot of people don't want to hold themselves accountable. They want to cast off their burdens and things external to them. That's why a lot of people gravitate towards Christianity and Abrahamic religions more, because they don't want to hold themselves accountable. At least some, I would say that. I'm not saying that all Christians, they lack accountability, and all Christians or Muslim people or whatever, you know, Abrahamic religion you are a part of. Not everyone does that. But for those that do, they use that practice, that religion, as a crutch for not doing their work. They go out, commit the quote unquote sin, right? And then they go and they pray it off. And then they continue to do it. You are serving two masters, right? You can't do that. At least not in your religion, you can't do that. And even if you aren't in religion and you're quote unquote serving two masters, you have to get to the reason why you want to be doing this and that at the same time. What is the problem? Why are you out here drinking and smoking and smoking and drinking? Pass the blunt, puff, puff, pass, puff, puff, pass, popping peas. What is the problem? What's the root of the problem? You have to get to the root of the problem and understand why you have that problem. And when you get to that point, that's when shit gonna get a little hairy. That's when shit is gonna get a little bit hard for you, because you are being forced to address the problem. People don't want to address the problem. And this is why it's always going to be a problem. So in this particular situation with her, if we are looking externally, because granted, no one knows this woman. All we know is what we see online and what we see on TV. We don't know this woman personally, right? But based on what we're seeing online, it looks that way. It looks like she is having an issue internally, like a struggle with herself, and she don't know how to deal with it. So she's going back and forth using different coping mechanisms, different bandages, i.e. crystals, manifestation practices, and all this other stuff in order to cope. The same problems that you're having in one religion will follow you to another one or a practice. It will follow you. It will not leave you alone until you address it. That is a part of you. That is your shadow. If you are not addressing your problems, you won't get nowhere, right? And it's a lot of people that were, you know, disputing. Oh my God, she didn't say nothing wrong. I don't see what she said that was wrong. Of course you don't, because you don't listen to understand what we're talking about. You just want to argue. I left those comments where they were because that's where they need to stay. Left alone. I'll let you figure it out eventually. I'll let you figure out why half of your church is dwindling at this time. Why your pastor is having a hard time filling up those seats every Sunday. I'll let you figure that out. This is why a lot of prosperity pastors were able to get over on people for so many years. People don't question things. People don't like to think. And people don't like to hold themselves accountable. So as long as someone else is doing the thinking for me, I'm good. I don't have to do anything. It's not my job to think. I'm going to let you think for me. And then at the end of it all, when they're in debt, they lost their house, they lost their car, but they came to church faithful every Sunday. Pastor said I was going to be blessed if I paid my tithes every Sunday. This is how prosperity pastors get over on people. And this is how the poor people end up in situations. I had a young lady that I had the pleasure of connecting with one time online. She shared her story about how she was a devout Christian. Not saying that she gave up on Christianity altogether. It's just that she was cool on going to church, right? She was a devout Christian, went to church every Sunday, had a daughter or a son or whatever. I don't know if she had, how many kids she had. But anyway, she had children, right? When she fell on hard times, she reached out to the church, the pillar of the community, or what was supposed to be the pillar of the community. She reached out to that community for assistance. They were nowhere to be found. Why? Because she hadn't paid tithes within 6 months. Because she wasn't there for 6 months because of the things that she was going through in her personal life. She needed help. She was at risk of losing her home. She had children, mind you. And she paid probably upwards of $1,000 more into the church. And she couldn't get not a dime to help her. This is the problem I see with that. They treat going to church and paying tithes like it's a gym membership. You haven't been here in so long. We're not going to help you. You haven't added to it. You haven't paid your dues, right? That's what it is, dues. It's not, they always pass the plate around saying this is for the upward building of God's church or whatever they used to say. And I'm like, Jesus don't have no bills. Jesus don't have no light bills. I thought this was nonprofit. Like, how y'all, you know, like it's so many things that y'all don't really y'all don't really talk about that needs to be talked about. Where's this money going? Okay. Why are you so sharp every Sunday? Why you got a beans, right? What's really going on? Why y'all need all those special lighting effects during the Easter program? We know he died on the cross. Good grief. Anyway, the problem with that is, especially in the Black community, the Black community used the church as a pillar and a safe haven in the community. And this is during times where there was racial injustice. And the church was used as a place to commune and be around people that were like you, that understood you, that could even help you and protect you. That's what the church was for Black people. So when someone goes to your church and you don't help them, that leaves a bad taste in their mouth. The church is the pillar of the community. What are you doing for your community? If you call yourself an organization that's supposed to be upholding the principles of Jesus, of God, to help the less fortunate, because that's what Jesus would do. What would Jesus do? Let me tell you this. Just off actually reading the Bible and comprehending the Bible, right? Jesus was a radical. He would not even be a liberal if you wanted. He was one of those people that was for the people, right? He was one of those people that actually gave a damn about the people. He was willing to die for the people, right? Because he wanted to make a statement. If you, and he wanted to do it in a way that wasn't, you know, I wasn't like, that he wasn't hurting other people, right? Jesus was one of them dudes. The way that people are really pushing Jesus like he was some constitution-toting AK-47 having man. Jesus, if you want to get technical, Jesus was a hipster. He would be a hipster in my eyes. He would be a radical hipster. If he were to run for president, he would be running as an other party. He would not be down with none of that mess. If it ain't for the people, I don't want it. And people don't understand that. People miss out on the story that is Jesus in the Bible because they don't understand what Jesus really meant. This is where capitalism has fucked up Jesus' actual teachings, if you really want to get technical. And this is why I say they don't read their Bible, because they really don't read their Bible. If you are a church, you are supposed to help. That is your purpose. Your sole purpose is to help people. Help people. It does not matter. People think that Jesus gave a damn about the quote unquote most holiest and sanctified. No, Jesus didn't give a damn about no holy sanctified. He don't want the people that's so holier than thou. He don't care about that. He wants the people that's in the slums. I guarantee you the people that don't look like they got Jesus got more Jesus than the person that got the nice car and the nice hairdos and the biggest hats in the fucking pews. People don't understand that. And that's the problem. People have created such a facade, such a, they idolize Jesus to the point where they don't understand, they miss out on what's really being taught here. They idolize the Bible to the point where they don't even read what's in it. They just quoting what they passed to say it or what someone else said that they heard on the internet. They're not really reading the Bible, right? They don't comprehend it. They don't search for context clues in the things that they read. They don't understand it. And this is why we have people that function like B. Simone on the internet doing what she's doing. You can transition from one faith to another. That's not a problem. Who gives a damn? That's your business. The issue is how you go about doing it. And people were arguing like, well, other people that go from Christianity to this be doing, you know, talking stuff. Well, I wonder what they were talking about. Right? You were calling them heathens, heretics for reading a horoscope. You were calling them that because they were gay. You were calling them that because they ended up saying that they have mental illnesses. Let's not forget that people that are suffering with anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder are considered to have a demon in them, right? That need to be exorcised. The first response to things is pray about it. Like, excuse me? What help are you giving me? None. There's no help here because y'all are all lost, right? That's the problem. And outside of B. Simone, there's other celebrities that have done this that I've noticed. Black China, for one. And this is no shade to any of the people that I'm mentioning, because you have the right to do whatever you want to do. I don't care. I don't hate anybody. It takes too much energy to hate people. I don't have a problem with that. Black China, back in the day, the way she ended up working with someone that I knew to create a candle collection. And she had it's like a manifestation type of candle collection with this person. She did that. And then after a while, she ended up transitioning to Christianity. And then at that time, during her transition over, she ended up getting some tattoos removed. And one of the tattoos that she had tattooed on her, on the side of her butt, was Baphomet. And if you understand Baphomet, Baphomet has a lot to do with duality. That's why Baphomet has boobs. That's why Baphomet is pointing in two directions. Heaven and hell, if you will, or the spirit, the physical realm and the spiritual realm, night and day. Like, the Baphomet is about duality. And people, she understood what that meant, you know, when it was, when she was in it. Let's say that. She understood what Baphomet meant when she was in it. But when she got into the point where she was rebranding herself, she began to shun it and call and say whatever XYZ she said about it. I remember when I was listening to when she was explaining why she got rid of it, it's like she was hesitant to say that she understood what it meant because she didn't want to lose the people that she was trying to appeal to, right? So there's that. I know another person I know of was Alexis Sky. Now, Alexis Sky, from what I just child, this is like back in the 2020s, like early 2020s, like 2020, 2021, around there, quarantine time. She was someone that was would consider be considered a loose woman. She dated different rappers and yada yada blase blase, cucumber this, whatever. I don't shame anyone for being open about their sexuality. Everyone has, you know, their sexual side. So there's no shame over here with that. I don't give a damn. So basic human emotion, expression, whatever. But from then on, she ended up, well, she transitioned from doing that into, it's like a whole, like, it's like a whole thing. Girls or women that were very promiscuous from a young age onward end up going Christian. It reminds me of when people go to jail and they go in and they come out Muslim or Christian or what have you. And granted, nothing wrong with it. Everyone ends up getting into spiritual practices after something traumatic, because the purpose, like I said in my video, when people go into those places where they're questioning things, then they think about things. They're looking for God or what God means to them. They're looking for their purpose in life, and they're looking to find themselves, right? Those are some of the main three things that people are doing when they are doing these quote unquote rebrandings, right? Spiritual rebranding. And there's nothing wrong with that. You are a human being. That's what you're going to do. Humans naturally look for those things. We all look for understanding and to get to a point where we are learning what our existence means. So it's not uncommon to do those things. The problem comes into play when you begin to shame different belief systems on your way out the door. Now, people try to use that, what I just said, as like, oh, well, you do this, Christians, well, spiritualists do this when they leave in Christianity. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I know for me and a lot of people, it came from religious trauma, right? If someone's outwardly saying, hey, you hurt me, I'm leaving the church because I was sexually abused, or I'm leaving the church because when I needed y'all the most, y'all didn't help me out, or I'm leaving the church because the shit don't make sense, the Bible don't make sense, it's very contradictory, y'all are homophobic, y'all are bigots, y'all are this, y'all are that. When someone outwardly expresses how you've hurt them, it becomes like, oh, it's all out of salt. Like, come on now. So you want them to be silent about the trauma that y'all put them through? Like, come on now. That's very gaslighty of you all. Very gaslighty. And it's not a word, obviously, but you get what I'm saying. It's ridiculous. So I'm going to leave you with this. You will not get to where you're going by not doing your personal development work. You will not succeed. You will not get over without self-mastery. You will not get over without actually doing the work to become a better person. Forget, you know, everything that you were taught when it comes to religion and all these other things. Morality does not come from religion. Morality comes from you understanding what the human experience means and how you would want someone to treat you. That's how you develop your own moral compass. If you don't want someone doing that to you, then you don't do it to them. That's it. You walk, your existence should be an example of your belief system. How you carry yourself should be an example of what you stand for in this life. And that is the main thing that needs to be understood. The reason why a lot of people are having a battle between themselves and whatever other forces they feel may be against them, they call it the devil, they call it spirits. It's honestly a full-blown example of spiritual psychosis, if we want to get technical. But the main reason why people, and granted, just to speak on spiritual psychosis, everyone experiences this. I've experienced it. It's not uncommon. But the key to overcoming it is identifying it, okay? So if you're not doing your work, you're not going to get the results that you're looking for. You keep trying to put it off on a tool or a deity or whatever. Like, you're not taking accountability. Accountability is what's going to save you in the end, right? So at the end of the day, your prayer, the words that come out of your mouth should be authentic. You should be praying for authenticity in every walk that you go in, no matter what it is. Authenticity. Intentionalness, whatever, being intentional, that should be the thing that you should strive for, not all this other mess. You're looking for something that is within you, right? It's not external of you. What does the Bible say? Faith without work is dead. If you are not meeting Jesus, God, whatever, Yahweh, halfway, you're not going to see the results you're looking for. If you are not doing your work with whatever deity you're working with, Hecate, Abatala, Yemaya, Ezeli, whatever, if you are not doing your work, you will not see the results that you're looking for. And if you're coming over from Christianity to spirituality, you really got to do the work. There's no bypassing that. Spiritual bypassing is a thing. And that's another thing that's an issue too, that I noticed in this situation. Spiritual psychosis and spiritual bypassing. You can't overcome or go around or push aside what really needs to be done. You can't ignore the problem. It's in your face. It's going to stay in your face. And you just got to deal with it, babes. So
we are now entering into the crystal ball segment of the show. Here we will be answering questions from our listeners. If you have any questions or want to leave a comment via voicemail, just make sure that you visit the Virgos Bible website link inside of the listen notes of this show. Let's see what we have.
So regarding the entire situation with B. Simone, I wanted to verbally respond to a comment that I saw under a video that I posted. So someone said something along the lines of her mass harvesting for energy, right? And these types of rituals that people do. I don't know if B. Simone herself understands how that works. Even if she didn't understand how to make it happen and alchemize the energy into something else, we do that anyway. As humans, depending on where you are mentally, right? So I'm answering this by saying, yes, that is a possibility that she is aware. A lot of people do things for attention. A lot of people do things for different rituals. It just depends on the person and what their intentions are. Do they know how to do, that type of ritual? There is a such thing as energy vampirism. People do and say things on social media just to get a rise in order to fuel whatever spirit they're trying to feed or whatever ritual they're trying to perform. It just depends on the practitioner and if they are a seasoned enough practitioner to do such a thing. So with all that being said, be mindful. Don't interact with people that are trying to take you to a place where you don't want to go, especially if it makes you feel uncomfortable. Some people do and say things to get a rise just to fuel whatever fire they're trying to, set ablaze, if you get what I'm saying. So just be mindful, just be careful. Don't interact with everything. Some people just say stuff just to be ridiculous. In her case, it's something a little bit different, but you get what I'm trying to say. So just take a break from social media. Thanks. That's all I'm trying to say. Thank you. With that being said, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Make sure that you join the conversation. What do you think? How did you receive that? make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Moonstone_Energy. Make sure you visit MoonstoneEnergy.com for all your spiritual needs. And another thing I wanted to say, if you are looking to just basically get the basis of what you need in regards to paving your spiritual walk while you going through these spiritual streets, I highly recommend that you get my book, Taboos and Loose Screws. I'm not just talking about spirituality. I'm talking about many things that we see in society, in our social settings, and we notice in psychology. I like my approach to be very down to earth, very relatable. So I highly recommend that you pick that book up. MoonstoneEnergy.com, Taboos and Loose Screws. Thank you so much for listening and have a good day, y'all. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Make sure that you check out the listen notes of this podcast for highlights, book recommendations, the crystal ball link, and much more. Also, make sure that you're subscribed to the newsletter to receive all things a part of the Virgo's Bible, multiverse, and more. See you in the next one. Bye, girl.